It's HBR, All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Grateful you are here as we offer another remembrance for one of our cherished guests, Grateful Dead vocalist Donna Jean Gatcho, part of some epic Dead during her time with the band. Donna passed Tuesday at 78, and while known for her Grateful Dead years, also worked with another huge legend we'll hear about as we fire up highlights of a 2008 interview with Donna Jean Gatcho.
I think about your history as someone who did work with one of rock's most important artists, bar none, Elvis Presley.
Well, first of all, I've been very fortunate. I've been in the right place at the right time, and I was in a vocal background group, and we had done a demo session in Memphis of Suspicious Minds with a friend of ours, Mark James, who wrote the song. In 1969, Elvis Presley was doing his comeback album in Memphis, and he was walking by one of the offices in American Sound Studios in Memphis and heard this song, Suspicious Minds, playing. And so he went in and said, I want to sing that song, and I want those girls. So that's exactly how that happened. I got a call that Elvis Presley wants you to sing on his new record. And, of course, we were dumbfounded. And what can I say? Elvis Presley wants you to sing on his record. And Elvis was there when we were recording, the most gorgeous human being I've ever laid my eyes on.
Really?
This was 1969, his comeback in his black leather outfit. He looked great.
Do you remember the very first time that you met him?
Oh, are you kidding me? I turned around and Elvis Presley was right behind me. And as well, he was the sweetest, gentlest, kindest person in the studio. He was so helpful and very supportive, and our voice group, who had worked with so many artists on so many hit records, we'd done this for a long time, so we were professional, so we did our thing. And after the session was over, we had our picture made with him, and we went to eat at the International House of Pancakes in Memphis.
With Elvis?
No, not with him.
Oh, okay.
This was without him, but we went there to eat, and we, as professionally as we had been during the session, we were as unprofessionally as could possibly be talked about. Because we went to the International House of Pancakes, had food, and screamed for 2 hours. We screamed. We just screamed. We couldn't even talk. We just screamed. As you know, I was in the Jerry Garcia band with Ron Tutt, who was Elvis's road drummer. And at one point in the Jerry Garcia band situation that I was in with Ron Tutt, I said, Ron, I don't know why I'm asking you to do this, but when you see Elvis next, would you please tell him I said hello? And Ron said, of course I'll do that. A couple of days later, Ron had to leave because he was going on tour with Elvis. And I got a call from him. I was in the hospital. I'd had a surgery, and I got a call from Ron Tutt when I woke up from surgery that said that Elvis had died.
Wow.
And he said, Donna, I saw him yesterday, and I told him what you said. You know, please tell him hello for me. And he said, Elvis said to tell you hello, and that he hopes he gets to see you sometime really soon.
Wow.
And that was the day before he died.
That's so heavy. That's wild.
Very heavy.
Connection, sort of bridging the two eras of your life, really. You were in the Dead for a long time, and you did landmark gigs. I mean, you did Europe 72, but you also did Egypt.
Right.
You did RFK Stadium with the Allman Brothers Band in 73, but you did Watkins Glen.
Right.
English Town Raceway.
Of course. You mentioned English Town.
Mm-hmm.
English Town, I had just had this operation that I was talking to you about when I heard that Elvis died. And I was still with an open incision when English Town happened.
Wow.
My doctor said, you cannot go anywhere and sing anywhere. I had an ovary and a tube removed, you know, and my doctor said, you cannot go anywhere. And this was when the band had elected to do the English Town, and the band was really into it, and it was going to be a big deal for them, and I couldn't go. And so we had a band meeting, and they said, well, we can't do the gig now because Donna can't do it. You know, she sings on everything. You know, we just can't do this concert. And so, of course, the show must go on, girl here. I said, I'm going to do it anyway. So I had to be wheelchaired, helicoptered, limoed, and carried. I was carried onto the stage for English Town. I was sitting down. I was on a stool because I couldn't stand up. So
that's outrageous.
Yeah, I don't know how many people know that, but I had to be carried onto the stage, and I was sitting.
Where would Watkins Glen or Egypt fit into your perspective?
Oh, my God. Well, Watkins Glen was 600,000 people.
Enormous.
You know, this was something that we had never experienced before, and it was incredible.
So what's a memory of Egypt that sticks out?
Everything. My God. I think it was the third night, if I'm not mistaken, that it was a total eclipse of the moon. Here we were, the first rock and roll band to ever play in front of the Great Pyramid and the Sphinx in Egypt. Then after the concert, going down the Nile for 3 days and three nights, I think most of the band was on that. I think it was me, Keith, Jerry, Bobby, Mickey, Billy. I don't think Phil was on that. But anyway, we had 3 days and three nights going down the Nile. And this is the thing I think I remember most about the entire event. We were on this boat with this Egyptian man named Ati, who people considered the king of the Nile.
Mm.
This was on his private boat. We went up the Nile, and at different stages, kids and families would rush down to the shore when the boats were passing by.
Right.
And play the best music you ever heard.
Wow.
To you, in Egypt, along the Nile.
Amazing. Yes.
These things that I just told you are real special memories that I have hidden in my heart. These things are eternal in my visual mind, in my musical mind, and in my personal mind, with having been with the Grateful Dead.
It's a huge, epic legacy. And promise me that if you're ever in town or you're coming through the islands, that you'll let me have you guys do a little unplugged set for the listeners and I.
Well, I tell you what, let all you guys out there in Hawaii, if you're in Hawaii, ask for us. We'll be there.
Big mahalo for me for having this conversation. What a thrill. Thank you very much, Donna Jean.
Thank you. Thank you, darling. Aloha. It's Donna Jean from the Grateful Dead, and now Donna Jean and the Tricksters, and you are enjoying the ride with our friend Dave Lawrence.
Gazing at the fire, burning by the fire. He clears the air and told